Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the room. The Lord has the victory over even the system, the server that is struggling. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for bringing us into this room and to this house, Lord, besides all the issues that is going on. Father, we pray, oh Lord, that you will calm the raging sea. You will calm the storm of this clubhouse right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for this weather to cooperate, oh Lord, with you in the name of Jesus. Every storm, everything that the enemy has tried, oh Lord, we pray, Lord, because you are the Lord of the storm. You are the Lord that can stop the raging wind and the sea in the name of Jesus. They obey your voice. Therefore, we ask that they obey the voice of the Lord this morning to be calm and be still. That the Lord God Almighty is the ruler of the whole universe. And Lord, you said, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. Therefore, we ask that everything will be in obedience to the word of the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this room. Thank you for everyone here. And those that are still struggling to get in, Father, let that be an open door unto them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for us today. Thank you that you will give us the ability to go through it, to understand it, to eat at your table, even the manna that you have for us today. We bless your name. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And we pray, Lord, that this room, Lord, will not be shut down. This room will be clear. Lord, the recordings will be there that people can listen to it later. Even though they're not here, they can listen in the name of Jesus. And nothing will disturb the recording or the voices, will not be silence. Lord, our contribution and our prayers and everything will be obvious to everyone that listens in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon the airway. We plead the blood of Jesus upon Clubhouse right now, that your will be done. Say, the Father has need of you. The Father has need of you. Father, you have need of this Clubhouse right now. Therefore, it must align with your will. It must align with what you want to do tonight, this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And I declare this room opened. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, honey, for the prayer. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. In case you're just joining, I know you have had difficulties trying to join. It was not just you. It was the entire app. Nationally and globally, they've been having problems since yesterday. Might have been affected by the storms that are going through the U.S. right now. So it wasn't just you, but we thank you for your perseverance and your patience. It took some people half an hour to get in, but you kept trying. So thank you for keeping the faith. So, but we are here. We're going to do the room. Hopefully we will, we'll record the room and just see, hope that, everything will still turn out well. Gonna play one more, music before we get started. And, right after the next music, I'll go into today's lesson. Powerful lesson it's going to be, I believe, by the grace of God, but we'll just trust that the Lord will give us, give us a way to get through this, all these technical issues. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right. So, enjoy the music. We are going to start. I hope you all can hear me.
You're muted.
Every praise.
All right. So the app is bouncing around. If you see me in and out, I'm not. Now, so I'm not the one that's doing the in and out thing. Okay, Annie, can you hear me?
We can hear you, sir. We can hear you.
Yeah, but it keeps kicking me in and out, in and out.
It's doing that. Yes, sir, it's doing that. We're praying all shall be well.
Yeah, so, yeah, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to just talk some administrative things today. We're not going to try to record this room because it's going to be a challenge if it keeps knocking us back and forth. So good morning. Welcome, everyone. If you're just joining, it is not your side that's having the problem. The entire app is having the problem. Technical issues on the platform, not just this platform, but Clubhouse altogether. So the it's been going on since yesterday evening. Could be the storms that are going through the U.S. But thank you for your perseverance. Here's what I want to do. Let's talk through some things today and just see how, you know, we'll give them the whole day to settle this thing down. I don't want to try to give this message and lose it. But I do want to say that we need to establish some communication lines when we have this issue. So I'm thinking of setting up something like a Telegram group, for everyone. And we'll, you know, if you see, we'll see it, that you can join. That way, if we're having issues, we can still reach out and say, hey, look, we're having issues on the platform. There was no way to communicate with anybody today. That's the only way I could have communicated to you was through Clubhouse. Clubhouse was down. So we need to have an alternate channel that we can communicate, at least for our permanent members, people who are usually always here. We have to create that channel so that we can communicate. If anybody has other ideas, we can go ahead and post them in the chat room. You know, also, you know, one of the things I was going to talk about today, I'm not really going to get into today's lesson right now, but, you know, there is a part of it also that we can just talk. We'll just talk. You know, whether the recording is there or not, it's not going to matter because I'm just going to talk. This room has been going on long enough that we need, I've been thinking and praying about it that we should, you know, get more participation in the room and get more flavor out of the room. Right now it's been a fellowship room for many, many months now, maybe 10 months. I don't know. But, you know, it's been a teaching room, actually, I wanted to say. It's been a teaching room. I'd like to make it more like a fellowship room. You know, so it's not just me, you know, I come here, I teach, you all listen for an hour and a half or so or whatever long, and then people have a few minutes to chat. Well, that's not really the best way to get the value out of this room and all of the talent that is in the room. You know, that's actually in line with the message. You can look at the title of today's message. It's in line with it. But I'm just not sure. I can't trust the stability of this platform, so I don't want to preach it as a message so we don't lose it. I probably will come back tomorrow and give the lesson again. Because who knows what's going to happen with even the recording based on the way Clubhouse has been doing. You know, but, you know, I do want to just, let's just talk today, you know, let's talk about it. You can either come to the platform, let's chat, or you post your thoughts in the chat room. Number one, the first thing I said about another method of communication, I suggested Telegram. I will create a Telegram group. I have to pray about it. Let the Lord guide me there. But I will create a Telegram group and let people know. And then you'll be invited to join. It'll be an alternative way for us to communicate when this app is having issues. Also, I want to invite people who I want to make. There are many categories of members in a Clubhouse house. There is what's called the Clubhouse owner, and then other admins. Then we also have leaders. I want to explain how some of these things work, because I want to invite some of you to join at various levels. You know, so an owner obviously is the person that created the house. Admin, you can assign an admin. Currently, I'm the owner of this platform. My wife is also an admin. An admin has same rights, basically. Then there are leaders. Leaders are also, you know, they have some special powers, not quite as much as, I mean, they can't, you know, delete the room or anything. I mean, delete the house, but they can start the house. I mean, they can start a room that's scheduled and things like that. And they will, a leader, if you're assigned as a leader and you join the room, you will automatically come to the stage. You'll be like a speaker. You know, so that can be an advantage. You know, sometimes if people are having difficulty coming to the stage. I know one time Pearl used to have challenges coming to the stage. So my wife tried to assign her as a leader so she would automatically be on the stage when she came in. Well, she did come in, but she didn't want to be on stage. So she put herself in the audience. But she didn't know that that was the reason why. You know, so leaders will be automatically, when you join, you'll be automatically, you know, on stage. In the old format, when it was, before it was houses, when it was clubs, you know, you just call them speakers at that time. But you'll still be a speaker and so on. Then there's also the general membership, which I actually want to encourage everybody to join as a member. So it's a lot of people that attend the room without actually joining. There are various things that we want to start doing to make it more flexible, especially when we have these challenges. You can also create a back channel for the admins and leaders, I think. I know there's one for admins, but there's also one, maybe one for leaders. But back channel only works if you're already on the app. You know, so we need something outside of the app. So I think I will do Telegram. There's at least one person that says Telegram is a good idea. Somebody else says WhatsApp. That's also a good idea. So maybe we'll take a vote. You know, some people like Telegram, some people like WhatsApp. Yeah, either one, you have to have internet anyway. So as long as you have internet, I like WhatsApp actually as well. So let's see what people like. Let's just handle this administratively this morning so that going forward we won't have issues. This is also going to be important because my wife and I are planning a trip later this year, and that will be situated. I've alluded to this. You guys may have heard me allude to it. There may be situations when I can't be on the platform, but I don't want the room to ever stop, you know, because the Lord gave us a charge to do it. That means people need to be able to step up. There's a lot of people in this room that I can trust to handle this room. I'm not worried about that, you know, but you need to be able to step up and assume some of this responsibility. And well, that's one of the reasons why we want to kind of make it more like a fellowship, not just, I mean, right now, because it's a teaching room, everybody, it's like you're going for a lecture, right? You know, you're in college, you're in university or something, and the instructor is the one that's going to instruct the class. And nobody else is going to step up to the board because it's the instructor and everybody sits down. Well, I want to change that format. Okay. You know, so. You know, I don't want it to be just, oh, you know, I'm the only one that's just going to do the room and everybody else just, you know, listening and that's it. You know, we've been doing that like that, but we need to improve the quality of this room. Get more out of the room if we get more people to step up like that. You know, so can you post your preferences in the audience? I mean, no, sorry, in the chat room. I will take the majority of what I see. Choices so far are Telegram and WhatsApp. I've seen some votes for WhatsApp. Zoom may be a challenge. There's different reasons for Zoom because they have put a limit on how long you can go. So if you do choose the video, we're not going to use the video though, but we're going to just use a chat. I'm not going to conduct this room outside of this platform, you know, so it's just going to be in case the platform is down, so I can reach out to people and let people know that that's why they're not able. So we're never going to conduct the room. If the platform happens to be completely down, then it's down. So, but at least we can communicate. All right. Let me have my wife's thoughts on that. Go ahead on and speak. Let's just do a round table. Let's talk about it. You said WhatsApp. Okay. So go ahead and give your reasons.
I thought WhatsApp is easier to use, than, Telegram.
Well, the challenge with WhatsApp, is you gotta have everybody's phone numbers. And I don't have everybody's phone numbers. So that's the problem with WhatsApp. You gotta have their phone numbers. I don't know how Telegram is set up, maybe by email or phone numbers. But in any case, we got to have a way, you know, here, when you are here on Clubhouse, you can register with your phone number, but nobody else knows your phone number. So, how do they do it on Telegram? I know I'm on one or two Telegram groups, but I don't even remember how we joined. Was it by phone number or was it by email? I can't remember.
I think it was by email or something. The invite was emailed to people.
And then email. Okay. So yeah. Either way, we're going to have, see, the only things we have about people right now are the things that you have put in your profile. And some people put almost nothing in their profile. Now, Clubhouse allows you to connect to your, Instagram or to your Twitter account. By the way, Twitter has changed their name to X. I'm not sure why anybody would want to use that. Stalola, I want you up here to come and talk about this because you also have a room. So when you're needed in this discussion, unless it's impossible for you to come up today. So we want to discuss how we're going to do this. All right. So let's all talk about it because this is not going to be the last time we're going to have this problem. So let's just take advantage today, talk about it, so that we'll be better prepared. We were not prepared today, but I was trying to go into Pastor John's room yesterday. He has his Bible study room in the evening. That's when we first noticed this problem. I clicked, and the thing was just spun like that for a while, and then knocked me out. Now, later on, my wife tried, you know, and she couldn't get it. By the time she got in, she saw the room was zero and zero. I'm like, well, I tried for a bit and I gave up. But I immediately suspected the storm because, you know, we saw it on CNN that there was massive storm going across the U.S. I immediately suspected that. So when we got in this, tried to get in this morning, we're having these issues. You know, I said, well, that must be it. So anybody else on platform can chime in and let's have some ideas. Lola, you have a room too, so let's have some ideas. You know, what we're trying to do here, how we can improve the quality of this room and how we can improve communications when we are unable to communicate through Clubhouse. All right, let me check the chat room so far.
I had the same problem yesterday, actually. I had to actually turn off my phone, and by the time I turned it off, the room was over. I came in late, so I didn't even realize that this problem had trickled down to today. But I I don't know. I think WhatsApp is a good chat. I have both WhatsApp and Telegram. I don't really use Telegram much. But I think they're both good, but I agree with you about the phone number. It is, if you don't have people's numbers, you're not really able. Let me think some more.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good. As long as people are able to share their numbers, then that's okay. I mean, we can trust each other. We're not just going to be doing random phone calls and things like that. I think people's phone numbers are kind of private unless they want to give it out. And that's the challenge with WhatsApp, because you have to have their phone number to give out. But you have to have something. It's either going to be your phone number or your email. So you got to be willing to share one of those in order for you to be on the platform. So we'll try it both ways, you know. If people share, those that want to share their phone numbers, will add them to WhatsApp. Actually, that could be helpful. I'll tell you why. There were many, many days in this room that I looked around. I didn't see people that I've been usually here. And you know, you heard me mention it many times. Reach out to them. Reach out. Well, you can't reach out to them if they're not on Clubhouse and you have no other way of communicating with them. So if we have phone number or email and so forth, that can actually be useful. I mean, you know, this is a community that we're growing here, and we, you know, we want to make it more closely knit than just, you know, I mean, right now we're all so very detached. You just come in here, you listen to some speaker on stage, you may or may not give a reaction, and then you're gone, and that's it. But let's, you know, let's get a little more connected. And the lesson that I was going to do today, which I will eventually do, I'm not sure if it's today, we'll talk about all of that in detail. I selected this day because of today's date, 8-8. And you can see how I titled it, Prophetic 8-8, New Beginnings and the Body Ministry. And I was going to go into that. It's something that's been on my mind for a while that I really wanted to talk about, on how to develop this room into a full-fledged body ministry. But we'll get to that, because I don't want to teach that lesson today. So right now I've got suggestions for... Go ahead, Lola. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Yes. Sorry, I slept late this morning, so that's why I was late. And I think now I'm awake. I just thought of it. So the Bible study that we do, I actually did start a WhatsApp group a while ago, which is actually what we use. And a few people... and here are actually in there. And so I've used it to actually communicate, in case, you know, cause sometimes I have to work on Wednesdays, randomly. And so I'll communicate if we're changing the time of Bible study, but we also use it as kind of like a chat. So sometimes we'll send in, maybe like a clip of, maybe a teaching or something that we saw that might be in line with what we've learned, you know, in Bible study, or just, you know, a sermon that, you know, is good, or scriptures, or, you know, anything kind of like, you know, the Holy Spirit has laid on our heart that, you know, we feel we're led to share. So we kind of use it as like a fellowship, a back, kind of like a back channel, but a back fellowship. And, you know, actually, I think who's in it? Alexis is in it. And I don't know if she wants to speak on, you know, on it and how it has helped. So I think that WhatsApp, I'm not sure about Telegram, just because I don't use it at all. So I don't know how that works. You know, sometimes we can send like on WhatsApp, you can actually even send a voice note. So if you want to share something vocally instead of writing it all down, you can send that and people can listen to it. So we've actually used it in many times during Bible study. That I do on Wednesdays, I'll put the link there and just say, you know, anybody who wants to join, and they can actually join through that link. So WhatsApp has worked at least for us. And you know, people who like to join, I guess they just don't mind putting their number, you know, it's by invite only, really. Or yeah. I've made some people administrators. Like my friend Duke, and he'll add people who want to join too. So I just wanted to share that.
That's That's really good. And I've actually used WhatsApp to invite people to this room and Clubhouse, people who are not here. That's a good way because, the, you know, it will post the full feature, digital links and digital, you can post flyers, you can do all of that. So I know that's good. The only thing that I will caution us is if we do start a WhatsApp group for this, I don't want it to be a social platform at all. No random stuff, you know, that people do, because, you know, I'm on some other WhatsApp groups. Even our church, we have two WhatsApp groups. We have one that's, we call a general forum. It's just kind of social. People hang out, say all kinds of things, post all kinds of things. Well, at one time it was getting out of hands, you know, so, you know, we created another one, which was a bulletin board just for announcements, and people can't post, but they can't just see announcements. But I want this to be a place where people, everybody can post, but the culture has to be, I mean, we're going to have to agree to it that we're not just posting random things. There are other groups that you can set up in WhatsApp that posting can be by approval only. You know, there can be many ways because, you know, I don't want it to end up into, you know, a social platform. Sometimes people post, I mean, there have been things on our general platform at our church. There have been things that people posted that I did not approve of, but there's nothing we can do about it. We call it general platform and people just post all kinds of videos, you know, and all kinds of things, you know, and it's like, what is this? You know, so, you know, that's the thing that we got to be careful of when we do stuff like this. We don't want it to turn into some social thing that people are just, the way you've been using yours, Lola, it sounds like it's been very good. People are disciplined to, you know, only post things that relate to the topics at hand that we are discussing. And that's good, you know, but let's just make sure that it doesn't turn into some random postings, you know, things like that. Telegram can be the same way. You know, it's just, actually, there's no platform, no communication platform that you set up that, you know, that will not have that risk. As long as people can post, the only way to eliminate that risk is to make sure people can't post, and then that defeats the purpose. You know, but as long as people can post, you know, there's always that risk. People can post anything they want. We just have to have that kind of discipline. Maybe everybody agrees to comply with certain rules. Just like that Clubhouse has rules. You know, before you join, there's rules. Some people hit accept without actually reading the rules. And like we have rules for this house, you know, and all our platforms that we don't want these advertising postings and so forth. And people still come in and post different things, and then eventually we have to block them. And there were rules. They just hit accept without reading the rules. And then they come in and post, you want to buy this, you want to make this money. You want to, I mean, some of you have seen some of those postings in the chat room, and I had to delete them. And I report them too from time to time. So there's always a risk where people can post, but that's a risk I'm willing to accept, you know, for the greater good. You know, you always have to measure risks against value. So, there's more value than risk, and we can, and if somebody, you know, posts something that's out of line, we can either delete it and speak to them and correct that and so on, so that they can be aware. But I would accept the limited risks, you know, in favor of the greater value that we can get out of those kind of platforms. But again, any platform will have those risks. So ladies and gentlemen, in case you are just joining us, welcome and good morning. We kind of changed it into kind of a talking room because of all the issues going on. And I wasn't trusting Clubhouse to record anything today. So I did not want to lose today's lesson. So we just kind of changed into a talking room. We will do this lesson again. The real lesson, I haven't even done it at all. But what we are discussing right now is actually in line with what I was going to do in the lesson, is how to get more value out of these rooms that we do in the morning. So currently it's been a teaching room, and I want to make it a fellowship room, which means, you know, not just one person every day that you come in and listen to just one person. You know, we have a variety of things. Maybe we will even get some praise and worship. And you all know that I love to play music at the beginning. But, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we actually have some praise and worship and not just you listening in? I know the culture of this app when it started was like a, you know, dropping audio. That's the culture. I mean, you can just, you know, turn on the app, be doing stuff, be driving, be doing this and that, and still be hearing something. Well, that's good, and it will still continue to be that. But I'm soliciting more active participation so that we can get greater value, you know, out of this. Now, I can continue to, I'm not weary, so I don't want anybody to think it's because I'm weary. You know, I can continue to do this every day because somehow the Lord comes through and gives me what he wants me to do every day. And I'm not worried about it. I have to trust him for that. I've learned to do that. I've learned to trust him that I know he will always give me something for the people. But a tree does not make a forest. And I'm not the only person here. You know, and, you know, it was good while it, you know, while we started it and equipping the saints, bringing everybody to. But part of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks, you know, the sons of God emerging and us coming into the fullness of Christ and so forth. You know, well, we have to demonstrate it in this room. Everybody is silent, only one person speaking, and that's contrary to what we've been trying to teach. You know, so we've got to, you know, open up more opportunities for people to get involved. I will give a short, I'll read one or two scriptures today, just as a short sample of what I plan to teach when I teach this, the title of this room that you see here. The reason I call it Prophetic 8-8 is because that's today's date and new beginnings. 8 is a number that signifies beginning. So when you have double 8 like that, I say, well, I've been thinking about this for a while. Maybe this is the day to spring that on the people. But the one that I want to, I have several scriptures that I would use when I teach it. This lesson, but today I will just use one for this discussion. So let's discuss 1 Corinthians 14 and 26. Let's just discuss that verse today. And I want participation. We're not in listening mode today, ladies and gentlemen. We're in discussion mode. You know, when they did this app, when they did the house, when they first converted everything to house, they actually created a version called Lounge. The Lounge was everybody that came in was automatically a speaker, and the Lounge was open all day long, you know, and that was the default version when they created this. I didn't like it. It was kind of unruly or rowdy because I went into a house one day, a friend of mine, I saw they were doing something. I said, oh, you know, and I wanted to go there. And as soon as I go there, I was already in the middle of those speakers and said, oh yeah, Pastor Yaro is here, this blah, blah, blah. You know, and I wasn't ready for that. You know, so, you know, but I think they changed that around a bit. But I want us to be intentional about joining and taking responsibility here. And I'll be talking more about various responsibilities and things that we need to do in the body of Christ. Not just for this platform, just talking about, not trying to create a church here. We already have a church that I'm already a pastor at. So that's not about this, you know, but it's about us fulfilling the word of God, doing things the right way. And I know what's the right way, and we can't keep doing things the not so right way and hope that everything will still turn out right. You know, I preached about that the other day. Can't keep going down the wrong direction and think that, well, you so magically get there. So we're trying to fix it. But 1 Corinthians 14:26, let's just discuss just that one scripture today so that we still get value out of this. You know, how is it then, brethren, that, you know, what is it? When you come together, every one of you has, you know, and I want you to look at your scripture, you know, my official version in this, on this platform is always the King James, the authorized King James. So reading it out of the authorized King James, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. The way I've always taught this verse, especially when I teach on body ministry, is that, you know, this verse is not suggesting that, you know, everybody having these things is wrong. It, more so, it's instructing that should be done. The emphasis here is it should be done. Everything should be done in order and unto edifying. However, there is an underlining, you know, message here that has been lost. You know, that this is really how coming together should be. You know, we shouldn't just be, oh, one person is the only speaker. It should be when we come together. I know that's more for like a local assembly, but you know, let's see if we can simulate it here as well. It's more like, you know, somebody may have a dream. Somebody may have a vision. Somebody may have a this and that and so forth. You know, all of those things can be present every single time that we come. There was a period of time in my life that I actually experienced this. And many, many years ago, I was a young man. Many years ago, I was at Ferrer School of Science in Lagos, and the fellowship that we had then actually centered around this verse, you know. And it was incredible, the things that happened. I have never experienced even the power of God and the movement of God, the gifts of the Spirit, and everything that broke down in that 1 year. I don't think I've experienced anything quite like it. I have more revelation now in the Word. You know, I've gone deeper in the teachings and the Word of God and so forth. But just the body ministry, the gifts and stuff like that, I've never experienced anything quite like it since that time. You know, so, but there is actually room for, you know, everybody to be able to contribute something. You know, I mean, not everybody may contribute in every service, I mean, or every fellowship that we come together, but the understanding needs to be there that you can. So let's talk about it. What are your thoughts on 1 Corinthians 14:26? Now, some of you are already on stage. I want to invite others, you know, to come and let's talk about it. Good morning or good afternoon, Sister Bosse. You're on stage. Would you like to talk about it? Do you have any thoughts or comments on this? I will be teaching on this tomorrow by the grace of God, but today we're just chatting. So nobody should be, you know, afraid to just open up and say their thoughts. We're just talking today. This is not a teaching room. So go ahead, Sister Bosse. See, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Amen.
The Lord will continually help us. It's good. The only thing, like you said, first and foremost, let me start with the WhatsApp Telegram issue. For teachings like this, I think the WhatsApp will be more ideal. The video thing, everybody can make their comments. But like you said, nobody must be unruly. And maybe from day one, the moment anyone is posting anything to the contrary, for the purpose of the group, that person should be deleted. There should be no cause for preaching sermon. Why are you doing it? Why are you not doing it? That's the only way sanity will be maintained on the platform. But if we all have good minds, like you said, that you can trust some of us, those you are dealing with over the years, I'm sure we all respect the Holy Spirit in us and do it right. 1 Corinthians 14:24 is being good.
And 26, please.
I said 1 Corinthians 14:26.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I've been doing it. I've been coming with songs and contributing to some of the things that are being said. If we don't shy away from it, like you said, it's not a typical church setting where only the pastor must talk. It's not a preaching, it's a fellowship. And it brings to bear some of the responses that
were individual lively stones. You see, the contribution has been very powerful because before coming into the room, people must have had one form of relationship with the Lord. And that is what makes it quite interesting. So if there's the need for it, the only thing is when you won't be available, the Lord will direct you by the power of the Holy Spirit to put in somebody that is matured and will be able to flow to carry everybody along. That's my own humble suggestion. But we've been there together at the Federal School of Science, and that is why when we got to some quarters where they feel women must keep quiet and mute, we cannot but to see what can be done. But by the Holy Spirit, we know what to talk, when to keep quiet. We know when to do what and when not to do. And by the grace of God, this that God has started, because we are getting nearer, and the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Amen. That's my little contribution, sir, and everybody. Thank you all for listening.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bosse. So, I mean, that is really good. Little contribution, but so impactful. Yes, she was there with me since the science school, Federal School of Science thing that I was mentioning way back then. You know, and, you know, she knows some of these things that I was talking about. You know, so yes, I thank you for those contributions. You know, and we do not, you know, we do not want to be ignorant of the, you know, devices of the devil either. We don't want to lose sight of the good thing that God's doing here. You know, wisdom is needed when you are trying to do anything because, you know, just people can get out of track or off track. You know, but we trust, there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of people I can trust in this room. You know, so, but before we get there, we got a couple of months to practice. You know, I'm not traveling tomorrow or any day, such thing like that. But, you know, before we even get there, there's going to be opportunities for us to see how this thing can flow. You know, so thank you for your contribution. It is important to not, you know, yeah, I know there is a scripture, you know, that says, let your women keep silence in the churches, you know, for it is not permitted for them to speak. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home. This thing has caused, in fact, I was still reading it last night because it's part of these scriptures that I wanted to teach on. And I was still, you know, thinking about it. You know, I know some of the history of that because I've studied this thing a lot over the years. And I know some of the history of that, you know, and I was just thinking about it and I said, look, it's amazing how, you know, devil has taken advantage of a lot of things, you know. I'll tell you what, you know, while I don't believe that women should, I mean, men should sit down and men should be the one that, you know, bossing them around, I do, on the other hand, believe that women are powerful instruments of the Holy Spirit. In fact, most of the time in any fellowship, it's the women. I carry the whole thing. I mean, they are filled with the Spirit. They have the power of God. They know how to pray. They can do stuff and they can exhort. You know, the thing is, they should not usurp. And if they are not usurping, like on this platform, no woman has usurped. I open the floor. And then let them do. My wife supports me. She doesn't usurp. I tell her, go ahead, do this, do this. Call up the women, do this. And they do it. And we're having a great time. And we don't want to be cheated out of what God, I mean, we've seen, in fact, most of the people that contribute after I speak on this platform, they're women. You know, so, I mean, if I say they shouldn't speak, can you imagine all the things we would have lost? I mean, they come in with powerful contributions, even sometimes deeper than what I thought. You know, so we understand how to walk with that. And we understand we must obey the scriptures, but we also understand how to walk with that. You know, so thank you, Sister Bosse, for sharing. I truly appreciate it. So we're talking about 1 Corinthians 14:26. You know, people can have a dream. People can have a vision. People can have a tongue, interpretation, prophecy, interpretation, and so forth. A psalm, you know, how may you have opportunity to give it? A psalm is a song, you know. If you have a song, you may be able to sing. I'm actually looking for psalmists. I mean, people who are skilled. You know, that's what they used to do in the olden days. They found skilled people, not just some random person that doesn't know how to sing, that wants to sing, but people who really know how to sing. Like myself, I'm not a singer. I don't know how to sing. I love to sing. I know how to preach, but I love to sing. You know, so when we look talking of psalmists, that's not me. Well, actually, I could be a psalmist because I used to write a lot of things. And people have actually, when I was younger, taken some of my writings and made it into poetry and songs. You know, I can do that. But I'm not a singer. You know, but there are people who can sing. There are people who are good on instruments. Well, we can't really make this that kind of fellowship. But you get the idea. You know, you can sing a psalm. You can, some people that have some beautiful voice, you can come on platform and sing. You know, I know Sister Umfang, who's here, she goes to the 15-minute prayer room in the morning. She has a lovely voice, and she loves to sing. And she will sing for a minute or so before she prays. You know, it's a good thing. And everybody enjoys her singing. You know, so there's some people that have some really good voices. But if you're silent, yours may be a good voice. When you're silent, you don't sing. Then you lose it. Some people may have other gifts. I don't want to get into my lesson. I'm going to get into that when I teach this lesson. But you get the idea. We want to give an opportunity for people. So, you know, to fellowship around this scripture of 1 Corinthians 14:26 when we come together. Let's see what Sister Maggie or Sister Julia have to say about that. You guys are on stage. What's your thought around that?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Ma, and everybody in the room. I'm just thankful that we scaled this battle this morning about entering this room. I was wondering what was going on. Anyway, I think about the WhatsApp or Telegram, I just tried to reset up my Telegram and it asked for my phone number. And when I finally got in there, my phone number was visibly displayed. So I think for both, we would need phone numbers anyway. And for me, either will be okay. I'm more conversant with my WhatsApp. I don't use my Telegram as much. But I am being told that WhatsApp can be limiting in the amount of people in the group and all whatnot. So, but either one will be fine with me. And as for the body ministry thing, I think it's a bright and wonderful idea. God has blessed us all differently. And in the scriptures, it tells us of the benefit for the edification of the body. If we don't come out and share what God has put in us, I think we're robbing one another. So I'm one person that loves to enjoy the gifts in other people. The people who can sing, I totally admire and love. And so, and the people who have a word to share, I mean, it's been a blessing in the room, we can see. So it would be nice for others to come up and for us to benefit from one another and enjoy the gifts that God has put in us. So I love the direction at which this is going. And I pray the Lord will help us, that people will not shy away, but really step up and grow these gifts. Because the more we use it, the more we grow it. And the more we walk with Him. So it's a beautiful thing. So I'm trusting that the Lord will help us as we move forward, and we will all be blessed. So I think it's a great idea, and I said, oh, the room will soon be a year. Actually, I was thinking about that yesterday. October will soon be here, and God has just been amazing. So we're looking forward to greater, better things as we move forward in Jesus' name. So that's my little contribution. And of course, I think we have been respectful in this room. So we're just going to carry that to whatever
platform we go. It's annoying when people don't know what they're supposed to do on a forum or not to do. But I think since we became a house and all the people that were trying to sell stuff were weeded away, we've been doing really good. I believe that most of us that come here have respect one for another. And so I'm trusting that we'll take that to the WhatsApp or Telegram group as well. We shouldn't have to treat one another like children. We shouldn't be children. You know, we should be mature adults that we are. And so I'm not anticipating much of the nonsense that we see on other, you know, platforms. I'm trusting that this will be a good communication thing and not something that people will just abuse. So I'm trusting and thanking God for where we're going and looking forward to it. I'll mute the mic. Thank you, sir. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Sister Julia. Hey, I'm trying to bring Brother James. He has his hand up and it's not working. So can you try, Oni and Sister Julia? You guys try and see if you can get him up. Brother James, I don't know. I hope you know how to come to the stage since you are kind of relatively new. And Brother OK also has his hand up now. Let me see. If you get an invite, just hit on the accept and that will get you to the stage. I want everybody to get a chance to just chat today, you know, so anybody has any suggestion, come to the stage and let's talk about it. Thank you, Sister Julia. I absolutely agree with the things you said and I trust the people that have been here. You guys have been amazing. There's nobody that has gotten out of hands. Everybody come in here, they show absolute respect. I mean, people come in here, I mean, you know, they sit and listen to me teach. They don't disrupt. They don't jump in and even when they're on stage, they don't jump in and say they're going to start prophesying. You know, I mean, they just, it's just been absolutely amazing. And so, you know, I mean, you guys have demonstrated that for 10 straight months, every single day. I have the absolute confidence that it will continue to be like that. You know, so, you know, and I'm very, very thankful for the support. And people are respectful when you give them the time. They are respectful to try to keep the time and so on. It's been amazing. I mean, the collaboration and the cooperation we've seen in this room has really, really been great. There's a mandate that, you know, I have, not just for this room, it's just something. You know, over the years, you know, because it's in Ephesians chapter 4, equipping the saints, you know, so, and equipping the saints is more than just one person. Yes, you, just like Jesus, he was the leader and he would teach and teach and teach and teach and teach and teach and teach. And afterwards he said, look, now you guys go out and do this thing. You know, so, you know, I've been teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching, but now look. You know, we need to expand it and make sure that what we are teaching is actually flowing and we can see it. You know, so, and even God himself, when he created Adam, he stepped back. After he created Adam and made sure Adam had everything that he needed, he said, okay, Adam, what are we going to do? What are we going to call this one? You know, so you got to do that, you know, and The real measure of success is in succession. If you can reproduce, quote unquote, yourself, that's what God was trying to do. God was already God. He was magnificent. He was everything, but that was not enough. He had to reproduce himself in others. Otherwise, he would be the only one, you know, and the same thing with Christ. Christ will be the only one, except he reproduced himself. You know, so we got to make this thing expand. Everything we do has to grow the thing. You know, you teach, you teach, you teach, you produce more teachers. That's what Paul said to Timothy. I give you this good stuff, you give it to other people who know how to keep the good stuff, and give it to other people who know how to give the good stuff, and so on and so forth. So we got to do it. Praise the Lord. So I totally appreciate everyone that's been coming to this room. And you guys have confidence in this room too. That's why you've been inviting people in. You wouldn't invite people in if you didn't have confidence in the room. And people have been inviting their friends, family, and so on into the room. So that tells me you have confidence. I have confidence in you. You have confidence in me. And that's just been amazing. All right. Well, I see that Brother OK made it to the stage, but Brother James still did not make it to the stage. Umfan, you are here. You will speak after Sister Maggie. Sister Maggie, go ahead. Give your thoughts on what we are talking about here.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sister. And good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I totally agree with all that has been said from you, sir, and from my sisters, too. I very much agree. Now, the only thing I was thinking about is how do we check and balance those things that people bring up to teach or exhort on? Why I'm saying that is because I've been in a situation wherein the fellowship was open to all, sort of, and in the light of this 1 Corinthians 14:26. And some people will come up, some people will come up and they will teach or exhort with something that is not in line with the scriptures. They may be using the scriptures, but they're using it in a wrong way. And they began to teach fables and things, and it led to this and that. And I think you will understand what I'm trying to say, sir, because you were there when such things were going on. And it will turn to, you know, I don't know how to put it, but I was just thinking, as good and beautiful as this is, there must be a way to check what's because people are from different backgrounds. And some, they have some things in them that are not in line with the scriptures. And they can bring it on to say it. How do we correct it? How do we check it? So that the people are not subtly misled. That is one thing that was coming to my mind. And then another thing that came to mind is when Sister Bosse was talking about the issue of women and things like that. And I have a story in that line. Yeah, it's there that the women should be silent in the church and things. But this story was about the church that the Lord put my husband to oversee. So it happened that this church was on and everything was beautiful. Everything was powerful. The Holy Ghost was moving greatly. Now, he happened to travel. And while he was traveling, before he traveled, he had put somebody there like his assistant and everything was fine. Now he traveled and after some time, like going to four years or so after he had traveled, even though he was communicating, this person started going a different route. That is, the person put in charge of the church and started doing some stuff, teaching some stuff and things were going on. And he had so captivated the people that people couldn't talk. But this scripture is there in the Bible as it is. The Lord began to reveal things to me in the dream. Because even the women that knew things were going wrong, they couldn't talk because of this scripture. Nobody could do anything. And this thing went on and on. But the way the Lord will prove himself that he allows this in some cases, he started showing me things to the point that every step that this brother will take, before he takes it, I will have seen it. And the interpretation of what I see, an old man will come to me in my dream and tell me the meaning of what I have seen and will instruct me to take it to the church. At first, it was like, what is going on with me? But the Lord made me to know it's the Holy Spirit, because there needed to be a voice that the Lord will speak through. So I started and I went to the church and said all that the Lord told me in the dream. Not once, not twice. And that turned the whole thing around, because all that this man was doing, everything was exposed just like that. I never knew, nobody knew, but the whole thing was brought out through the dream. And by the time we talked about it, I just called the elders and I narrated the dream. He was there himself too. He was so shocked. And that went, and the next move, the Lord revealed again, and like the thought of his heart and every action. So with that, it got to a point, he couldn't take it no more. He decided to go to the police station to report that some people want to use style to drive him out of it. Anyway, things went on, went on. The police came and they ordered him out of the church because things became exposed. So he had to leave the church. Now, when he left the church, there was like nobody to pastor that church. And my husband was away. He didn't have his papers to come back. So it was like everything was at a fix. And the Lord spoke to me. Deborah rose up at a point. So I started and I took over the church. And I started ministering. I started doing the work of the pastor. And the church started growing and everything changed. And the word was coming forth even beyond what I myself knew. So the Lord used a woman to restore and to hold that church until the church could have a pastor. So this aspect, I think it could be waived in some instances when the Lord calls for it. So that is just what I have to say. So like my first question, I want you to address that, how it can be crossed, how things can be checked and made, you know, to be balanced so that people are not led, because we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. And that is it. That's what I have to say. Thank you so much, sir, for allowing me to.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know, sister, did anybody try to bring his brother James up?
Yes, I did. It's not working. I think if he goes out and come back again, if he knows how to do that, maybe we can.
Brother James, please listen to this instruction. Okay. Listen before you do anything. Get out of the app. You just exit. You do the one that says leave quietly. Just exit. When you come back, don't do anything. We'll send you an invite. Then click accept. That will bring you to the stage. Let's try that. Because we don't want you to feel that we're ignoring you. Okay. All right. He's going to try that. All right. I will address your question, Sister Maggie, in a minute. Let me pay attention to Brother James first. Give me a second. Okay. Let me send him an invite. So I'm sending you an invite, Brother James. Just click on the one that says accept. Click on the accept. It will bring you to the stage. Okay. While he's trying to figure that out, let me try to answer Sister Maggie's question. On the first part of it, it's a good concern. But like I said, you know, I mean, I'm not turning the room entirely over to people. As long as I'm still here, it's no different than if I open up the room and tell someone to give a reaction, or, I mean, they may say something that, you know, I may have to correct. So I still have the responsibility of, you know, of making sure that things are in alignment. So if anybody, unless I'm not here, you know, if anybody says something that is not in alignment with what we are trying to portray, I still have the responsibility of addressing that and correcting that. My pattern, though, over the years, is, even if I need to correct something, you know, I'm never going to do it in a way that's, you know, confrontational, cause problems, and cause even more division. There's a way you bring out the Word of God. You just bring it out from the Word of God. You know, lay it out there and everybody will see it. You know, so yes, but, you know, I will still have responsibility, you might call it oversight on the room. And it wouldn't be like just turn the room over to people to just do anything. Now, that's not going to happen. I mean, they can go create their own clubhouse room if they want to do that. Now, that's the beauty of this room. I mean, this platform. Go create yours. But, you know, if you're not in agreement, then you don't need to be here. Yeah. So, but if you're going to be here, you should be in agreement with what is being done. So we'll take care of that. So that one is fine. As far as to women or no women, I think I've already addressed that. Yeah, so we're not, I have no concern. I have more women on this platform than there are men. You know, if I'm a man only thing, this platform would not even grow. So I think we've already addressed that one. You know, but as long as people are respectful of the Holy Spirit, Tabosa said that we respect the Holy Spirit. You know, everything's going to be fine. And I've seen that already in this room. So I know it will be fine. I'm not worried about it. I was just talking about the social platform. People don't have a tendency of just posting something. Sometimes people accidentally even post something. But I think we've also addressed that. You know, so from what I'm hearing, there doesn't seem to be too much of a concern. And we will be moving forward. You know, I'm still responsible for whatever decisions we make. I'm praying and asking the Holy Spirit to lead. But I just want us to talk about it. So thank you, Sister Maggie, for sharing. Sister Umfon, and, oh, she dropped. Okay. Brother, okay. Go ahead. Brother, okay, are you there? You have to hit your microphone button again and then to open up. Okay, some of these people are new to the app. They don't know how to work it. But I do want to make sure everybody feels that they can speak. We don't want anybody to feel left out. Brother, okay, if you are still hearing me, The microphone button is crossed out now. If you tap on it, it will open up. That's how you speak. Okay, maybe not. Go ahead, honey.
All right. Anyway, thank you everyone for the contribution. And, I listen to everybody's comments and contribution. They're very, very valuable. And thank you for being here, just like we always say. A few things that, first of all, in terms of communication channel, I thought of WhatsApp. I don't know how many people was the maximum number of people that can be on WhatsApp. I don't think we're that many that we can't be on it. All right. I don't think we're not that many to be on WhatsApp. The other app that we're talking about, what's it called now? The Telegraph. I know we've used that one before. So whatever is convenient, but WhatsApp is so easy for everyone now. You can just get in there, and the other one is kind of hard to get. For me, it's hard to get to sometimes. So maybe if they post something, I don't even see when they post something unless I go in there. Unless you go into the Telegraph, that's when you see what people posted. But on WhatsApp, maybe because I didn't do the notification on that, then I see the notification on my WhatsApp and I can get it immediately. So I kind of prefer WhatsApp than the other one. So that being said, in terms of the atmosphere in this room, I just like Sister Julia said, the establishment of respect, and it actually comes from leadership. And I think the leadership in this room has established an atmosphere, a culture of respect that is, you know, that people can emulate and actually try to, you've been in some rooms that those kind of, respect is not there, even from the leadership that, you know, that just talk anyhow. There's no respect. There's no acknowledgement. They can just bump you out of the room at any time, and, or things like that. We don't have that here. So we thank God for the example that we see, and of respect and communication style of being polite in talking to people. Even when we disagree with them, we still have the politeness to talk like that. And also using the scripture as the capstone, I mean, the basis of this room. Anything that we, I know my husband, Pastor Yato, anything that he says has to be backed up with the scripture. And you can't fight with scripture. You cannot. You know, when you see the scripture that says that, okay. So it's when we try to argue things out, that's when there's a problem. But when we can use the word of God to straighten things out in any situation. And in terms of appointing people or to deliver a message or something, I think if people also, let's say someone has a message that God gave them and wants to share with the group, they should be able to contact and say, I have a message that I want to share, just like anyone have a this, have that to contribute to the body of Christ. They should be able to signify either on the privately or, you know, back channel and say, I have a message that I would like to share. And then the floor will be open for them to share that message. And or maybe someone has a prophecy or something, and they can, you know, signify or something, and the floor will be open to them. I do not really foresee, most of the people that are here that have been contributing, some of them we have known for a long time. Some of them we haven't really known. They come in and say things, and sometimes, you know, the pastor will correct those things from the word of God to correct what some people have questions, and then there's ability, you know, God has given that ability to go into the word of God and do the correction. That's one confidence that I have in my husband, that he has that ability to go into the word of God and bring out the answers. We have had for years that I've been with him. We have been in so many gatherings and so many fellowships that people would just come out and say outlandish things that is not even scriptural. And, you know, without argument, he would just go in, get his Bible, bring out the word of God, and settle the matter, and everybody would be at peace. And nobody will argue with that word, because it will bring it out from the word of God. So that kind of skill, that kind of ability to dig into the word of God and find the correction, because the word of God is for correction, is for reproof, and it's also for doctrine and all these other things. So if we can go in and find the correct wordings in the Bible, what someone is saying something contrary to the word of God, and then we can bring it out and correct that situation without any argument, because you are using the word of God. We're not fighting, and, you know, in terms of you know, using words to fight or something, but we're just bringing out the word of God to correct whatever is being said, or just to affirm what is being said. We have seen that, you know, a lot in this room when the pastor will preach or teach a lesson, and someone will come up and bring out other views of the teaching and elaborate on that and bring out things that, oh, wow. See, you know, I know my sister Mary does that a lot, and some other people here. So we appreciate that. That is, you know, my husband and I, we talk about it a lot. And we appreciate those people who can come in and bring out the word of God and add to the what has been said, which you probably didn't bring out and others can bring it out. And that's how we grow in the body of Christ. We all have something to contribute and we all have something to put into it to make it a full lesson. Also, in terms of talking about women's part in this ministry, yes, we have seen that it has the ability to incorporate women in this ministry to participate. We want to hear what you want, especially when you are given the permission to do it. We are not usurping authority. We are following direction. We are saying, okay, sister, this is now your turn. That is not usurping. But when we interrupt or abruptly, then that will be usurping authority. And when we don't follow the order of the room, then that will be like usurping authority. But we don't see that here. We see very, very knowledgeable in the scriptures, women that are highly knowledgeable. When they open their mouths, they know the word of God. They can bring it out. It's wonderful to fellowship in such an environment where everyone is well versed in the word of God, well knowledgeable, and they can share, and we can all be blessed. And so I see a lot of men too in this place that are very, very knowledgeable, powerful. And also our sister, Infon, bless us with your song. We will love it. So we all have something to bring in, to contribute, and to put on the table. And may God help us in this new beginning, 8-8, that we're doing. God bless you all. I will miss my mic here. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you so much. Brother James, I don't know, sorry, but if you can post whatever you wanted to say in the chat room, if you know how to do that, we've tried to bring you to the stage. That doesn't appear to work. I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring you. We're trying. I've sent you multiple invitations, so we're not ignoring you. If you can figure out how to get to the stage, please do so. Let me make a few more people moderators and see if they can help us to try to get him into on the stage. Looks like he had something to say, but he really couldn't. So in the meantime, Sister Amufon, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Can I just sing to add life to the place, more life?
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
You do have some noise in the background.
Yes, I've moved there. My son was making it. I apologize. Okay. God is able, he is more than able to accomplish what concerns us today. God is able, yes, he is more than able. He can handle anything that comes your way. I want to just thank God. Yesterday, my feet became stiff and was swelling. I didn't know what was going on. And I decided to go to the hospital. But there was a group online that were having prayers. And I went to the hospital, and to God be the glory. They took my urine, they took my blood, and they said everything was fine. And I feel a lot better. I had severe pain in my lower back, and they put something on my back, and I feel good. Well, I'm talking about which platform to use. I will choose WhatsApp. These are my reasons. I belong to more than 10 groups of WhatsApp, so I understand how it works. And people don't have to have people's numbers for them to join WhatsApp group. All they need to do is to have a link, just to send them the link, and they can join from there. That's one. Two, I always like to be positive. I've seen lots of groups work. Mommy and I belong to one group, Kingdom Queens. So the thing is, one of the groups I belong to, they always post what the purpose of the group is. And if you post something that is against the group, they will remind you what it is. And in some cases, they delete what you posted. Admins have the power to do so. I also admins in some groups. And I also say, please, let's not be fast to delete people, remove people from the group, because, you know, we're Christians and our aim is to draw people closer to God. And in Kingdom Queen group once, I posted something and the lady, you know, came to me, but channeled me and said, you know, we have young people here, that she doesn't feel is appropriate for the group. And I just quietly deleted it. Like mommy said, leadership matters. Everything rises and falls on leadership. You and mommy have done excellently, and I'm so confident that this group will work. And on WhatsApp, I think the maximum number is 250 for that. So really there's no need for Telegram, because Telegram is lots of people, you know, more than that amount. So or maybe when we get to that number, we can now migrate to Telegram. Thank you. I'll yield my mic now so I can go back to training. I'm in training now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mfon, for blessing us with the song. We want you to sing more. And she really has a good voice, as you can see. And enjoy your training day. And thank God for your testimony of wellness and healing. Praise God. Well, what's up it is and what's up it will be. I will be creating a WhatsApp group. And again, it's going to be, you know, for communications only. I'm not diverting this whole group to WhatsApp. You know, I'm not going to be teaching on WhatsApp and all of that. So it'll be for communication only. For instance, for what happened today, you know, and somebody can also share something. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to be on there. We already have this platform for teaching. So why go and start teaching again on WhatsApp and all of that? But we need an alternate platform for communication in case WhatsApp is, in case Clubhouse is down and we can't get to it like today. Many people didn't know that this problem has been on since yesterday. It would have been good if I had a place where I could have just gone and say, you know, hey, Clubhouse is having a problem. It's not just you. Keep on trying. We are here and, you know, just be patient. You know, something like that. That would have been really good, you know, so we'll set up a WhatsApp group. We'll reach out to people that we know and, you know, send us your information to add to that. I will be the admin for the WhatsApp group, and my wife also will be the admin. And so we can add people and then we will use it as communication. So thank you for your discussions about that. So that said, we'll start one. I don't want to go too far into that. But, you know, all we needed. I mean, this is maybe the second time that we've had glitches on Clubhouse since we started. So it's not something that happens all the time. So hopefully it's not something that needs to take too much of our time. On the other matter at hand, I will teach this lesson in full by the grace of God tomorrow. Because I really want to do this lesson. Today was a discussion, and it was good, kind of a round table on this, but I will teach this from the scriptures tomorrow. You know, so please be back tomorrow to share and to hear this lesson. It's a powerful lesson, and it's also really part of what we've been talking about. Remember how we've been talking about, you know, our spiritual development, the process, growing from childhood to sonship, and becoming like Christ and this and that and what have you. I mean, we talk about all these things that the Lord is doing, you know, at the end. Well, this is part of it. It's part of, you know, how, you know, one stone upon another, you know, that which every joint supplieth, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, this is it. Paul said, look, I did not shun to declare unto you the full counsel of God. Well, that's what we're trying to do here too. We got to declare the full counsel of God. The wisdom that is from above, we're told, you know, has to be without partiality. Just like Paul said to Timothy, do nothing by partiality, you know. So we can't say, okay, we like this aspect of God's word and we don't like that one. We just brush it aside. So we want to make sure we bring out everything. You know, I know Lola used to like to talk about puzzle. I love to talk about puzzle too. And the way I see it is we got this giant, I don't know, 5,000 piece puzzle or whatever. You know, God has a picture, but each of us has some pieces. And if you hold on to your pieces and don't bring them to the table, that picture will never be complete. You know, so nobody has all the pieces. That's a great thing. See, God doesn't give anyone. If God gave all the pieces to one person, then he wouldn't need anybody else. You know, that's why I always, you know, believe that no one person will have all the gifts, all the roles, because otherwise, I mean, if all the body were the head, then where were the legs and the hands and so on? So we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. But we want to give everybody an opportunity to develop even more. And some of you have already developed. You have a lot to share, but you're not sure, you know, whether there is the opportunity. Well, I think I have demonstrated that enough here every day, always encouraging people to come and share and give their perspective. And you know, if you have listened to me at 5 times, I'm sure out of those 5 times, you heard me say, you know, at least 2 out of those 5 times, you have heard me say, engage the message in the spirit, and the Lord will take you to even deeper. You know, I've said that multiple times because I believe that. That's the way it is with me. When I'm listening to something, I'll clue in on one scripture and off I go, you know, from what the person said. So I know that, and I always cherish that for people to come back and share. And this is a work for the Lord. You know, the challenge that people have, you know, in doing things right is people, and we dealt with this yesterday. So this is all leading to something. We dealt with this yesterday when we talked about, you know, don't glory in yourself, but glory in the Lord. You know, and people, you know, looking for honor and taking pride and so forth, you know. So part of the problem is all of that. Comparing yourself, jostling for position and so forth. There's no such thing here. We're not jostling for position. I mean, nobody is struggling about anything. That's the beauty of Clubhouse. In fact, I was in a club, you know, so a couple of years ago when I first started here. And, you know, somebody was saying, well, they don't like what somebody else is doing on another club. And because their own members of their own club was going to that other place, they were thinking that, oh, they're going to talk to that other person about what they're doing. And I said, no. I just told the fellow, I said, you don't have a privilege. You don't have the jurisdiction over anybody on this clubhouse. It's their platform. They can do whatever they want. What you can do is advise your people to, you know, have their antennas up and know what they do. And you don't have control over your people either. You can't control them to not go to places. They can go anywhere they want. You train them well, you know, they will know how to discern when they go. But you know, we don't have this ability to say somebody should not say this, somebody should not say this. If it's their platform, they can say anything they want. If I don't like the place, I just don't go there. That's my policy in life. I don't cause problem. I just go. If I don't like it, I move on, you know. But if I am there as an overseer or caretaker, the Bible says, take good care, have good care over your flock and know the state of your herd. So if I'm a leader, then I'm not going to step aside and let some wolf come and scatter the flock. I would not do that. But if it's someone else's platform, they can do whatever they want. If I don't agree, I just move on. You know, so, and we thank God that people have respected that here. So that's why I don't have any problems about that. I mean, people don't have to be here. If you don't like what we're doing, go on and go and start your own room. It's the beauty of Clubhouse. You can control the, if you go create your own club, you can control the narrative. So you don't have to be here, you know. So, but the people are here. I absolutely cherish everybody that's been here. I mean, because, you know, I know you love it. That's why you keep coming back, and from the contributions and everything. I am also blessed. And so we have a really good thing going here. It's small, but it's okay. You know, that's how things work with the Lord. You know, the mountain, the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands was small at first. And then later on, it grew to something massive. Well, Jesus talked about the mustard seed, which is very tiny at first and grows up to something massive. Jesus himself, he started with 1 or 2 or 3, then he went to 12, Then it went to 70, then it went to 120, you know, then here we are, you know. So, but listen, it's not just about numbers. It's more about quality rather than quantity. You know, so if we're not just trying to amass numbers, even though we like growth, I mean, anybody that tells you they don't like growth, they are deceiving themselves. They are lying. Nobody wants stunted growth. You know, you have a child that can't talk in 2 years, can't walk, can't do anything. You're not going to be happy about it. So we do want growth, but it's not just about numbers. We want people to actually grow into the stature of Christ. If we can have 2, 3, 4 people that really understand what we're trying to, the Lord is trying to bring to us here, and they can become powerhouse ambassadors in the kingdom. And the, you know, Bible says the Gentiles shall come to the light and to the, you know, brightness of thy rising. They'll begin to draw people, you know. I mean, Jesus was only one person. He didn't need to be, you know, at first that many. He was one person, but he let his light shine and he, you know, passed on that light. So we are thankful, and that's going to be our discussion room for today. We're at the top of the hour. We'll close it here. There's full lesson that we wanted to give today, which is titled, tomorrow it won't be titled Prophetic 8-8, New Beginnings, but it will be titled something around body ministry. We will teach that lesson by the grace of God tomorrow. The New Beginnings part of it, and the 8-8 was because today is August 8th, and I thought that, wow, this has been on my mind for a while. What a way to spring this forth. You know, well, we had these challenges on Clubhouse, which didn't really make it happen that way. But nevertheless, we've discussed it. And I'm sure that you still got something out of today's room. You know, but when we come tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will be teaching in depth what this body ministry really means. And I'm going to kick off a series that I will deal with all the various things that God has deposited in the church according to the scriptures. We deal with the gifts of the Spirit. We deal even in the ministerial offices. We deal in everything. We deal in all the various assignments that God can put in the church. And we are going to talk about what God expects from us, more so how we should all function together. That's going to be the key thing. How do we function together? How does the body function together? You know, I mean, this body that we all have, how does it function together? And I'll tell you one story now to close the room. You know, it was a revelation that God gave me. And there's a way that God gives me revelation. It's kind of, you know, it's my unique way that God tells me things. Everybody has their unique ways. You know, sometimes, you know, I may just be, I mean, the word just comes to me in a whole lot of different ways, you know. And anyway, so one day, talking about the body ministry, here's something that the Lord showed me. And I was visualizing it as he was telling it to me. And it was like a drama playing out. And let me just play it out to you. And visualize that you are, you know, you went in the shower to take a shower. And so, you know, when you are in the shower to take a shower, something as simple as that, so many different things work together. You know, and one day the Lord showed me this, because on that particular day, the person that went in the shower to take a shower, the hands were fighting with the feet. Different parts of the body were fighting with each other. You know, so the hands say to the feet, look, you know, every time we come in here, you just stand there. You don't do anything. You know, I'm the one that just has to do everything. I got to take the sponge. I got to take the soap. I got to, you know, wash the head. I got to wash the this. I got to wash the feet. I got to do this and I got to do that. And you just stand there. You don't do anything. You know, and you know, I'm not washing you today, you know, because you're always there, you do nothing. I'm going to wash everything, every other part of the body. I'm washing the feet today. You know, you wash yourself. Okay. So, well, feet didn't say anything. Hand did, you know, did all of that and so forth. You know, when it's about time to leave the shower, feet says, well, I'm not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. You can laugh about that, but you know, it's funny, but you know, I thought it was a good laugh when the Lord showed me that. And I actually laughed about it. But yeah. So, you know, the feet refused to leave the shower that day. I'm not going anywhere. So everybody, you know, eventually all the parts of the body eventually had to figure out that they had to walk together. Even as simple as that little shower, the hand had to walk together. The eyes are needed to figure out where the soap is or the sponge is, you know, and so forth. And it's not just the hand that's doing everything. Sometimes people think that they are, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread or however they say it. And they think that other people are not anything. Well, they are very wrong. You know, so we're going to be covering many of that tomorrow and give even practical examples and see where the Lord is headed. If we do this thing right, and the devil has been trying to make sure the church doesn't do it right so the body can suffer. You know, but enough of that already, you know. God said you shall be called repairer of the breach. Yeah, restorer of paths to dwelling. That's what the Lord is doing for us. We're coming back onto the right paths. We're restoring the breach. You know, all the things that are broken, God's fixing them, giving us new revelation, teaching us how to do things right to get the maximum benefit, you know, out of what God is doing. So thank you all, everyone. Let me take a moment and just check the chat room and see. Okay. All right. We do have a prophetic scroll room that we will be doing in about 10 minutes. We will start that. It's called the prophetic scroll room. Some of you may know the writings of one Neil Frisbee. And we take some things that are so powerful and so deep in his writings. We take them and go through and try to study and see what we can learn. So that will be coming up shortly after this room. I pray that people will be able to get into that room without issues. So God bless you. Don't forget the prayer room at 4:30 Arizona time, 7:30 Eastern, and 6:30 Central. That's where there's some prayer warriors led by my wife and several others in this room get together, pray powerfully over families every day. And then after that, we come into this room. It's also a daily room. You know, so please share with us your contact information. You can send to my wife or send to me. You can use the Clubhouse back channel. Those of you that have my phone number, you can send it. And I may have your phone number. That's fine. I'm hoping that we have everybody's permission to add you to that WhatsApp group. We will add you in. If you don't have the WhatsApp app on your phone and you would like to be a part of it, you may need to install that. And there are some people that have different settings on their WhatsApp that they don't want to be randomly added. We will send you an invite and you can choose to accept and so on and so forth. Again, it will be for communication only. If you don't, even if you are not there and this room is going on, you won't miss anything. But we will use it when we are not able to communicate through this room or through this app. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Let me just pray over the room. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everyone that was here today. Thank you because of, you know, you gave us the ability to still navigate through the issues with this app today. And so many people still came in here. And we want to bless everyone that still came in here today. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. We pray for this app and the people that did this app. Well, they are also human beings. They have challenges and they can't overcome things like storms and different things that happen. And we pray that you give them the wisdom. Let them receive inspiration on how to make this app stable, because it's been so much a blessing. You know, that when the Lord says, well, tell the owner of the donkey that the Lord has need of it. Well, the Lord has taken need of this app for his own use, and it's been a blessing. So Lord, we pray that you enable them to fix it, make it stable. Thank you, Father. Bless everyone as they go through the rest of their day. You know, bless those who are traveling today. We have someone in the family that's traveling. We pray that the grace and mercy and peace of God be with them. Eternal God be their refuge. Underneath be the everlasting arms. And God bless everyone and keep you until we meet again. Be sure and join us again tomorrow by the grace of God.